Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now on Mind Food Radio, a very interesting topic, a book that you've been reading, Michael.
I have, by author Susan Jacobs. The book's called In Love and War, and it's fascinating as she talks to, you know, people through the war in terms of falling in love and everything that comes, you know, comes with
relationships.
It. Exactly. Mm. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm happy to be here.
Now, this must have been an absolutely fascinating book to research.
It was. It really was. It took me throughout the country. One of the things, because I had to find the war grooms and war brides, and they're all in their mid to late 80s, and usually one person led me on to two or three more. Yeah. But it was really a matter of time over the last 3 years in the research of finding them and being able to record their stories.
There must have been some saucy stories.
Yes, there were some saucy ones. But, of course, it's not always easy for some of the men to talk about these stories. Now, when I say there were when there were war grooms, it helped if they were widowers because they were more able to talk about some of the things they got up to before they found their one true love.
You know, with age and time is a great healer, were any of them embarrassed or still embarrassed about certain things that had happened when they were younger? Or because they were, you know, 80-plus, they were, you know, really comfortable to talk and open up to you?
The men, the veterans that opened up to me were really comfortable with it. I must say that they were all widowers, but they were very open about it. I'm not saying there were many of them, but based on my research in the archives, I think that what they told me was fairly representative.
You know, they would have seen such horror as well during those war years. You know, that alone sort of balancing all that. I know my father was in the war and he never ever wanted to talk about it. You know,
right?
And I
think
that happened to a lot of young people in the war. They saw too much at a very young age.
Yes, I think that's true. And in fact, I think that it's not only they saw the horrors, but a lot of them, they didn't want to talk about the other side, which of course is the side I'm looking at, which is the love, the relationships, maybe the going to the brothel. So it's kind of, you know, the terror of battle and the love side of things, which were not talked about. In fact, one of my veterans said that on the ship coming into Wellington Harbour, he said a whole lot of men threw overboard the photos of their Italian sweethearts because they decided they were just, you know, going to make a complete new start and put it all behind them.
For yourself, it must have been a very interesting journey from a research point of view. What did you learn about yourself from doing this thing?
I felt very much a bond with that generation. I think I came from the generation of sort of make love, not war. And we saw our parents as being very sort of straight-laced and conservative. But when I conducted these interviews and talked with these old people, I realized that we actually have a lot more in common than I had thought. So it's been an interesting journey in that sense for me. And just also, I think just there's a sense of sort of exuberance and of what young people do. We're all just the same at that age.
I also think it's one of those books, you know, when you read, it could be of any time. You know, I know it's certainly set way back, but, you know, even war-torn countries now, you can imagine some of those stories actually happening now, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And in fact, that's what I feel war does heighten emotional and romantic attachments, because the sort of the codes that people live by are kind of overthrown because everything is in upheaval. So I think that happens all over the world where there is conflict. So love just happens everywhere, romantic attachments.
Yeah. Author Susan Jacobs, thank you for being on the show today and her brand new book, Love and War. It's a great book, a must read. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much indeed.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.